So another one, the other end of the spectrum, we had a case that a doc presented of a woman who had a BRCA1 Q780E2457C arrow G, quote, mutation of unknown significance. And the question was, again, you know, we have this big bump, drop down in recurrence rate. Would you, this patient has a BRCA1 germline mutation, but it's this specific one. What about olaparib?
Unlike the other answer, I would not treat a variant of uncertain significance with olaparib. I would make sure that I knew when that test was run. Like if it was a somatic test and it was run a long time ago, I'd check and make sure that variant hadn't been reclassified. So I would make sure that that had happened. But that being said, most variants, once they are reclassified, are classified as non-deleterious, meaning they have, you know, no risk to the family for familial risk, and they're not felt to be predictive biomarkers for response to PARP. So she should be treated right now like a BRCA wild-type patient, which would be observation or bevacizumab in the front line. Now, in second-line recurrence, of course, there's not that biomarker link to use of PARP inhibitors. And so certainly in that setting, you can base it on clinical parameters. But in the front line right now, I would not use it.